You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. We're joined now by Dr. Peter Pry, who is Executive Director of the Task Force on National and Homeland Security and Director of the U.S. Nuclear Strategy Forum, which are both congressional advisory boards. He's also the author of Apocalypse Unknown, The Struggle to Protect America from an Electromagnetic Pulse Catastrophe. Dr. Pry, I wanted to jump into a topic that seems to come up, if not regularly, fairly often, that is North Korea conducting tests, both nuclear, ballistic missiles, and provocations leaning on South Korea, basically creating some saber-rattling activity. And I wanted to get your thoughts. Is this simply their usual fear-mongering so that they can get a payoff from the Chinese or from us or try and push their stuff? Or are they actually marketing some of their wares on the international market and showing off what they can do?
Well, that's the most benign interpretation, and it's the one that the administration and the liberal media like people to accept, you know, which is this is merely bluster and saber-rattling, and what they're trying to do is just get the United States and other countries to pay them money and give them resources, and also that it's a means of advertising their capabilities for sales to other rogue states like Iran and Syria. But as I say, that's the benign interpretation. The administration and the mainstream media is always reluctant to come face-to-face with the reality that maybe the North Koreans really mean what they say, and that these people are so paranoid and so dangerous that they really do see, for example, the current U.S. military exercise that's going on as a potential threat to the regime, and really mean that, that they're thinking about making nuclear strikes against not only in our allies, but they regularly threaten to launch preemptive strikes against the United States itself.
So please continue down that path and let us know, is this Kim the one who's crazy enough to actually make this happen?
Well, sure, I think so. Let's not forget, people laugh about Kim Jong-un, short little fat guy, and we make light of him. But he's a very dangerous character. He's the product of over 70 years of totalitarian rule, having inherited absolute power from his father and his grandfather. And in terms of the cash thing, that really doesn't make a lot of sense when you consider the fact that every time they do a nuclear test and they launch missiles, we ratchet up the international sanctions and try to put the squeeze tighter and tighter in North Korea. So, it worked once under the Clinton administration, where we gave them fuel oil and the like, but that was a long time ago. They haven't gotten economic benefits from the West in quite some time. Moreover, they're developing real capabilities. The administration doesn't like to talk about it, but we've got two North Korean satellites that pass regularly over the United States, the KSM-3 and the KSM-4, at the optimum altitude and trajectory to evade our national missile defenses, and if there were nuclear warheads in those satellites, to make an EMP attack on the United States. The fact that we even tolerate having North Korean satellites passing over us, Jim Woolsey, who's the former CIA director, Ambassador Henry Cooper, who's the former director of the Strategic Defense Initiative, have both warned, in fact, they repeatedly warned in articles, there could be weapons in those satellites, that they pose a clear and present danger to us right now. I would like to add a couple of examples of things I find frustrating in both that have repeatedly come up from the administration and from the mainstream press, where they try to downplay and convince people that the North Korean threat isn't as serious as it should be. For example, just yesterday we had this case where the North Koreans have now launched a ballistic missile from a submarine, and so they have a ballistic missile submarine, okay? The administration has been calling these ballistic missile tests as coming from an underwater barge. That's the phrase they use, underwater barge, okay, which sounds less threatening than a submarine.
Yeah, that's quality obfuscation right there.
Yeah. I mean, Josh Earnest and the guys at the Pentagon press, talking to the Pentagon press corps, probably spend hours thinking about, well, what phraseology can we use that makes this sound not so bad? Well, now we know it's not an underwater barge, but it's really a submarine, because they couldn't get away with it this time, because the South Korean and Japanese militaries, in talking to the international press, described it for what it really is, and they said they conducted a submarine launch. So now the administration hopefully will stop calling the Simpo-class ballistic missile submarine a underwater barge, because it's not a barge. It's an underwater submarine that's got at least one ballistic missile and has now successfully launched that missile right into the Japanese air defense zone, you know, which is breaking international law and a very nasty thing to do.
Well, I wouldn't count on the administration changing their ways as far as euphemizing things. They're the ones who state that ISIS is not Islamic and that a ransom is simply a leverage payment to a terror regime like the Iranians. So as they're enabling or at least not properly identifying the threat from North Korea, the Obama team has obviously shown they will make a deal with the mullahs to legitimize, legalize, and pay for their nuclear program. Is there any chance that the North Koreans are going to slow down, or do they just see this weakness and like you said, they're forging straight ahead?
I think there's no chance that they're going to slow down. I think they are going to forge straight ahead until they get so many nuclear weapons, especially intercontinental ballistic missiles. You know, they already have two different intercontinental ballistic missiles that can reach the United States, and they're mobile ICBMs. The United States doesn't even have a mobile ICBM. You know, now they only have small numbers of them at this point. You know, but at some point when they get enough of them, the fact of a nuclear North Korea will become irreversible in terms of us being able to launch some kind of preventive strike against them. You know, and that's what they're going for, so that we have to accept them as a permanent nuclear power. And in Obama's efforts to deny that they're a nuclear weapon state, a fully-fledged, bona fide nuclear weapon state, which they are, and the press cooperates with this, another annoying thing that I see constantly popping up, and I see it all over the press now today, is this sentence that is in most of the articles that, but North Korea doesn't have the ability to put a nuclear warhead on a missile yet. This came out of the White House back in 2013, you know, the first really big nuclear crisis when, you know, North Korea conducted its third illegal nuclear test back then and was threatening to make nuclear missile strikes against the United States. That's when Obama personally went to the New York Times and announced that, oh, look, we know they've detonated missiles, and we know they've launched ballistic missiles too, but they haven't demonstrated the ability to miniaturize a warhead to fit on a missile. And suddenly the miniaturization word got into the press and has become like a mantra that people hold like a security blanket to say, oh, North Korea isn't really a nuclear missile threat. They can't hit us with nuclear missiles because they haven't got a small enough warhead. They haven't done that. And Kim Jong-un has even gone to the lengths of having been photographed with a miniaturized warhead, okay, that was put on television, and they still don't want to accept it. You know, if you can build a nuclear weapon and you can put a satellite into orbit, historically that has always been treated as the entry, what you have to do to demonstrate that you are arrived as a nuclear missile state, because doing those two things are far more difficult technologically than making a warhead that will fit on a missile. That's easy.
Dr. Pry, we greatly appreciate it, and thank you for shining a spotlight and a little reality check on the danger North Korea poses, even though the Obama administration attempts to pretend it is otherwise. Up next, we'll be talking with Diana West about the growing Islamization of Britain and the object lesson that should be giving the United States. This is Jim Hansen. You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.